ripple effects continue. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. A court ruling just letting a six-week abortion ban take effect in Tennessee after last week's Supreme Court decision overturning Roe versus Wade. As the Biden administration's top health official outlines potential steps to ensure abortion access as part of health care rights.
If we see a state, for example, trying to deny a particular patient care in an emergency room, which could include abortion care services, if it's appropriate to preserve that woman's life or health, we will take action.
More broadly, Health Secretary Javier Becerra says everything is on the table, including possible travel vouchers for women in states that ban abortion. He also wants to boost access to medication abortions as part of what he's calling an action plan. The Capitol Riot Committee begins a surprise hearing at this hour, just a day after announcing new evidence in the probe. The select committee set to hear from a top aide to former White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows. While President Biden is at a NATO meeting in Spain, emphasizing a shared effort to boost defense capabilities.
We're going to work on an agreement to increase the number of U.S. naval destroyers stationed at Spain's Rota Naval Base, which will also enhance the bilateral defensive relationship between Spain and the United States.
The French president condemning Russia's deadly airstrike on a crowded shopping mall in Ukraine as a, quote, new war crime, and vowing that Western support for Ukraine will not waver. A former congressman just sentenced for lying to federal authorities about an illegal campaign contribution. Nebraska Republican Jeff Fortenberry gets 2 years probation, plus a fine and community service. He resigned in March shortly after being convicted of corruption. Today, voters are picking a replacement in a special election. Seven other states have elections today, too. Primaries and runoffs. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.
Heat and drought among the issues putting a damper on July 4th traditions in parts of the western U.S.
Phoenix throws cold water on its three major Independence Day displays since it could not get its hands on professional-grade fireworks. Several other cities around Phoenix will light up their shows, but Flagstaff switching from fireworks to lasers due to wildfire concerns. The popular northern San Joaquin Valley fireworks show canceled over drought concerns. Lompoc on California's Central Coast and Castle Rock in Colorado also passing on their pyrotechnic displays over worries about wildfires. Despite the most destructive wildfire season in New Mexico in modern history, Albuquerque and Santa Fe are going ahead with their shows. CJ Papa, Fox News.
The threat of heavy rain and strong winds, closing schools and canceling flights in the southeastern Caribbean.
An organized low-pressure system is still believed to be growing into what would be the Atlantic's second tropical cyclone of the year. It could soon be given the name Bonnie, but the National Hurricane Center is already posting warnings for the Lesser Antilles. It could impact the Venezuelan coast in a couple of days and even grow into a hurricane when making a landfall in Nicaragua or Costa Rica this weekend. It is not expected to threaten a U.S. coastline.
Fox's Evan Brown. Forecasters say the system is expected to pass over or near the southern Windward Islands tonight. A party ban is now permanent for short-term rental homes with Airbnb. The company started a crackdown in 2019 after a fatal shooting at a house party in California, first prohibiting party advertisements and then banning parties as rentals spiked during the pandemic. Now the company says more than 6,000 guests were suspended for related violations last year, and reports of parties have dropped 44% from a year ago. But while making the ban permanent, they're also lifting a 16-person limit at rented properties. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
This is Jimmy Fallon, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.